Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Oh, my goodness. You know, sometimes you feel, guys, I don't know if you know, it's ever happened to you, but sometimes you feel, or maybe if you're listening today, like you're all alone, or maybe you're going through something, and you're tempted to think like, oh, my goodness, God, you know, do you know where I ameth right now? You know what I'm saying? Do you know what's going on? You know, there's 6+ billion people on the face of the earth, and who am I? Are you mindful of me? And the truth is that God knows exactly where we are at. You know, sometimes we may not know where we're at, but God knows exactly where we are.
So if he asks you where you're at, it's a rhetorical question.
Yeah.
Don't tell him an untruth, right? Adam, where are you? Yeah. I'm not over here behind the bush with a fig leaf on me.
Exactly.
Right? Mm. All right. The only two human beings on the face here. Right. No, it's not me. That was somebody else you saw over there. Yeah. Eve did get a short haircut. I'm sorry. Go ahead. So
it's so true, though.
Yeah.
So God knows where we're at. And, you know, we use GPS today, you know, global positioning system on our phones, you know, and it tells us where we're at. And it tells us for directions how to get there. But, you know,
supposedly.
Supposedly, yeah. But, you know, God has long had a God's positioning system, you know, mm-hmm. way before any kind of GPS.
Right.
And the word tells us that the eyes of the Lord are upon those who fear him and those whose hope is in his unfailing love. You know, God's eyes are on everyone. So, you know, Saturday when I wasn't falling in Central Park on my bike, my wife and I took a break from riding. We wanted to go get a bite to eat. Right, wanted to get a bite to eat. So we go to this place. We wanted to go to this place called Shake Shack, which is another conversation. But my goodness, you have to think.
Did they card you?
You gotta. It's a burger place. But you gotta wonder. I mean, how good could a burger taste? I mean, it's a burger, right?
Well, the burger we had in Manhattan was very good.
That was very good. Times Square, Roxy, got to go there. It's a good place. But let me tell you, this burger was very good. So Teresa wanted to go, and so I said, all right, let's go. But there happened to be several of them in the city. So we got directions from somebody who had a closer one. Of course, we wanted a closer one, because I got to tell you that these bikes, by the way, these seats are not comfortable.
At our age, no bicycle seat's comfortable.
I need a seat with a pillow, okay?
Because, oh, my goodness.
This is not good. So as a short route is the best route. Let's go ahead and do that. Let's go ahead and take the short route. So
no pun intended. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. So we wind up going to this one on closer to the park, and we're standing in this long line. I mean, the line to get into this burger place is wrapped around the restaurant outside. So we're standing in front of this lady. We're talking about GPS, God's positioning system, right? And Teresa starts this conversation with a young lady who's right in front of us. And she asks us, hey, you know, have you been to this place before? And the lady turns around and says, actually, no, I haven't. I'm visiting, and I heard about the Shake Shack, so I wanted to come to try these burgers. So Teresa says, oh, my goodness, I did too. You know, we wanted to eat these burgers. And so we strike up this conversation. We're talking with her as this long line is progressively allowing us to go into the building, right? Mm-hmm. And somehow she pulls out her cell phone, and I notice that she has the Bible on her iPhone. So I go, oh, that's so cool. You have the Bible on the iPhone. I said, are you a Christian? And she says, actually, yes, I'm a Christian. I just gave my life to God 2 days ago.
Praise God.
Yes.
That's so awesome. Like,
oh, my goodness. She's like, oh, we're Christians too. And she's like, oh, this is amazing.
What's her name?
Her name is Amy.
Well, welcome, Amy, to the family of God. Wow. Oh, my goodness. Awesome.
This is so cool. Amy is from, we find out, is from South Korea.
Hey.
Right? She's from South Korea.
Uh-huh.
And on her journey to the U.S., she first went to California. And then from California, she flew all the way to New Jersey. And she has a relative. Her aunt is a believer, loves Jesus Christ, and led her to the Lord. And then we kind of meet there in the Shake Shack. So we're talking, and she's like, oh, this is so great. I tell her about VFN Radio. She downloads it, you know, right? She goes, I want to listen to VFN Radio. So, you know, we're just having this amazing time, and we wind up getting lunch, and we wind up sitting down, and talking with Amy. It's just a stranger we just met like a few minutes ago, but she wasn't a stranger anymore. And we're just sharing life and talking about God and her journey and, you know, what's happening. Well, would you believe that later that night, you know, we had our lunch and we spoke and I had an amazing time and recognized, oh my goodness, this is God. And she texts Teresa later on that night and says, I'm listening to VFN radio and it is amazing. I want to share this with my friends in Korea.
So she's going to go back. Cool. She's going to go back to South Korea. She's visiting America right now.
She's visiting America. She's only been here for 2 weeks. She has two more weeks to be here.
Mm-hmm.
This is the amazing thing.
Mm-hmm.
She said, so they kept talking and she joined us yesterday at our fellowship. The church gathers brought her. And she was just so encouraged by just the church and just encouraged by the message. Totally, totally amazing. We had a chance to pray for Amy, pray for South Koreans and North Korea. She told us that North Korea needs a lot of prayer. She said there's Christians there that are being persecuted.
Yes. They're actually being killed.
Yes.
For saying that, they're being killed for their faith.
Yeah. And so it was.
Well, I want to say welcome, Amy, to the VFN radio audience. We're excited about it. As a matter of fact, Amy, let me tell you something. There was a sister in the Lord. Her name's Miriam. Her name is Miriam. She lives in America in around Texas now, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord showed us sometime about that he was going to be broadcasting the message that God has given us into Korea.
Yeah.
And just recently, a lot of Americans who fought in the Korean War who are coming to the end of their days, we had a chance to be able to pay to have them flown to South Korea. And the South Koreans wanted them to come there so they can honor them who fought for their freedom and what was going on. Of course, South Korea is a very happening, profitable, land mm-hmm. now. And they just totally just honored the soldiers. You know, they're in their late 80s and 90s, yeah. And I think they call them the freedom flights or something there. Mm. And they put them at the nicest hotels and all that. And it's just how God's really connecting our hearts to South Korea. And we're praying for you because we're aware of what's going on in the North Korea and how the freedom that you guys have, you know, the enemy would like to take that. But, you know, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. So know that we're standing with you. And now we are standing with South Korea on VFN Radio and VFN TV.
Yeah, so, so amazing. Her aunt was just so encouraged when she, you know, brought her over to, and dropped her off. And it was just amazing. And Amy says, she says, listen, I think what God is saying is that, you know, I just gave my life to Jesus 2 days ago. And he's just confirming by allowing us to meet that he's just so real.
Oh, yeah.
And she left yesterday with some discipleship books and she left with a journal.
Oh, so wow. Cool.
And so, I mean, she wants to come back and just fellowship. But he's going to tell you, let me tell you, God has a plan for you. You're not alone. You know, God knows exactly where you are at,
mm-hmm.
and he wants to tell you, just like Amy, he loves you, has a plan for your life, and don't be discouraged. Have hope, trust in the Lord, because he knows exactly where you're at.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.